And now this from the Main Street Radio Show on Prairie Public.
I'm Doug Hamilton with Ashley Thornburg in Fargo, and in Bismarck, we've got Sue Balcom.
Sue, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Sue from the Root Cellars Farm outside Mandan joins us once a week to talk about food. And no discussion in May can go very far without talking about Memorial Day, the unofficial kickoff to summer. But of course, there is much more to it than that.
Yeah, like usually it's your last frost date of the year. Mm-hmm. So you have to like plan to plant your garden on Memorial Day weekend. That's what we always do. However, if you want to celebrate Memorial Day, which is something we should try to remember the sacrifices of the soldiers, Memorial Day history goes way, 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 way back to the Civil War, actually, like in the late 1800s or mid-1800s. They commemorated the sacrifices of the Civil War, both Union and Confederate soldiers. So, as you know, more Americans died in that war than in any other war we've ever fought because it was Americans against other Americans. So, so it is a day that we honor. But you're right. We look forward to a couple things like A, warmer weather. B, it was declared a national holiday in 1971. So we actually get a day off of work. And we start grilling about this time of year.
We move the cook stove outside.
Yeah.
Summer kitchens in North Dakota. 3 months we get to cook outside, right?
And what are you putting on your grill?
Well, you know, you can actually make a complete meal on your grill. And I love it because this is the time of my life when I turn the cooking over to my husband because he's a good grillmeister. He's got it down pat. And I found some recipes that I thought you would be interested in. If you're not typically cooking, you know, our kids are grown up and they're gone out of the house, so we don't have to cook hot dogs all the time. And so we can get a little fancier. You can grill desserts, you can grill your vegetables, and then you can grill your main dish. And watermelon should be appearing in your grocery stores pretty soon. So I found this great recipe for charred tomato and watermelon salad, which sounded just really wonderful because I really like grilled vegetables. Just about anything that doesn't fall through the little grates can be grilled, unless you have a grill basket, which that would be it. Yeah, I need one of those.
It is a great different flavor. I mean, it really does add something to vegetables.
Oh, my gosh. And if you're making anything, any kind of salsas or things like that, if you can go out and use your grill, sometimes I do this in the wintertime, grill, you know, char your peppers, green peppers or red peppers, and make a beautiful marinated pepper salad or jalapenos if you're having any kind of salsa or tacos that you like, it just really makes the flavor. It just makes a wonderful flavor.
When you say charred, does that mean you need to have open flame?
Yes. You can do it on your stovetop or you can do it under your broiler. But boy, there is something about going out and either using a charcoal or a gas grill to char tomatoes, and you want to get plum tomatoes, of course, because they're not as juicy. But there's this recipe where you char your tomatoes, and then you mix it together with watermelon and cucumbers, lime juice, cilantro, and red pepper, making a really fresh and tasty salad to start your weekend off.
Now, of course, grills come in all shapes and sizes with all kinds of accessories these days. It's a major industry.
Mm-hmm.
There's charcoal, there's gas, there's wood pellets. What do you argue about in your household?
What do we argue about? We never have a big enough grill. How's that?
Okay.
But we do have a smoker on the side. So if we want to do a special kind of brisket or something, we can use both our units there. But I like you can buy grill boxes. And then we lost an apple tree to either the flood or the storm or a combination of things. And so we saved all that apple wood so we could use that as kind of like smoking things.
Oh.
But yeah, I find that they make so many fancy grills nowadays. That's another reason I had to turn the grilling over to my husband. I don't think I know how to turn this thing on.
It's like buying a car. Yeah.
Right. They come decked out, and pretty soon they'll be all electronic. And, you know, I still kind of like charcoal. You know, I've always really good at charcoal grilling at one time in my life before we had a gas grill. Gas, of course, is easier and more spontaneous because you don't have to light your charcoal and let them get all like good and toasty.
Right.
But there is something about that charcoal flavor. And mm-hmm. then if you live in the country, you could actually do wood fire. You know, you can put a grate over your bonfire pit and you can cook like that. And I'll tell you, that's if you ever camp and do wood fire cooking, that's really a wonderful flavor there.
Well, give us a meat recipe. Throw some chicken on the barbie here.
Oh, yeah. See, I'm kind of like you can keep your steak. I'd rather have a chicken Hawaiian shish kebab. And those are simply, you know, clean out your refrigerator. You can put onions and peppers and, of course, fresh pineapple on your skewers with chicken. And then I will have a recipe on my website for a wonderful sauce that's made with ketchup and brown sugar and soy sauce. And the thing you want to remember about making shish kebabs is to cut things all in about the same size so that they cook evenly. And then if you're using wooden skewers, be sure and soak those in like lots of cold water before you actually put them on your grill. Otherwise,
bad news.
It's going to start dropping between your grill grates. And then your husband's going to go, "No, I got to clean the thing off." And yeah, you don't want to do that. So, and if you do like to, you know, you can marinate chunks of round steak or cube steak or things like that overnight so that they kind of tenderize a little bit. So if you're using vinegar or soy sauce, those things work to tenderize your meat.
And Sue, you said at the beginning that you could do a whole meal here, and we've talked about meat and veggies and some fruit, and we haven't talked about the most important part.
Oh, dessert.
Right.
Right. Yippee skippy. Yes. So you can grill, you can make s'mores over your grill if you're so inclined to do that. But really, if you've never had a grilled angel food cake slice, that is amazing. Mm. You can either make your own angel food cake or you can buy your angel food cake and you make your strawberries, put your strawberries and sugar together to make the sauce for over the top. And then you use a little butter and vinegar, balsamic, of course, because that's better than, you know, more dessert wine or dessert vinegar. And then you rub that on or brush that on your angel food cake and put that over your grill until it's a little toasty on either side. And then whip that strawberry sauce over the top, or blueberry sauce, or ice cream, or whipped cream, or, you know, you get the drift.
So is that about 30 seconds aside?
Oh, yeah. You wouldn't have to leave it on there very long, that's for sure, because it is the sugar in it. Of course, you know, sugar burns quite quickly. Mm-hmm. But burnt sugar makes other good things, too, which we can talk about that later. Burnt or caramelized sugar, it's a good thing.
Well, happy Memorial Day.
Woohoo! Have a great beginning to your summer.
Thanks for joining us, Sue.
Thank you.